News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
No Dalton today. Thank you very much to Leanna for filling in, helping out. Sean will do that tomorrow and Wednesday. Dalton does return on Thursday to work at the end of the work week. Meanwhile, on Mondays, we talk with this man, Vince Allegre with Allegre Farms. Vince, how you doing, my man? You doing okay?
I'm doing fine today. We got a nice little rain yesterday afternoon.
Yes, we did. I'll tell you more about that because I was in your neck of the woods when that rain was falling, too. I guess right now it looks like okra's the word of the day or the word of the week, right?
Well, yeah, the okra. And it's probably picked up in its production. So, you know, generally what that means is it might be a little price decrease going on that's moved a little more.
Okay. Look forward to that.
Now,
you've got okra. You've also got, things like the red potatoes, Yukon Golds. Talk about those.
Yeah, we've got the red potatoes, Yukon Golds, including creamer-sized potatoes, which are great for crawfish and shrimp boils.
Like that.
And yes, sir.
Also, these cantaloupes that you have, they're not local, but they're made with love and care, and they're really, really good.
They are. They're still Athena cantaloupes. They're grown by the Amish in Kentucky. And when we're getting those, we're also getting the customer favorite sugar baby watermelons, and they're really good.
And you've got to, I guess, once you get a hold of those, you've got some people on staff right there that can take care of them, make sure that they're perfect to purchase, right?
That's correct. We have three women in the back, Miss Donna, Miss Dana, and Miss Sandra. They do a great job of cutting up watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydews, mixed fruit, and they even shuck corn, shred cabbage, and other vegetables. And that really makes it, hopefully, a lot easier for our customers.
I think you're right. Now, I know for a fact, and I'll tell you why, that you're open 7 days a week, and 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 Sunday. I went right by your place yesterday going to see some friends down near the coast to do a little boat riding. So I went by Allegre Farms twice on my way to the beach and on my way back. And both times, there was a lot going on there. Let everybody know exactly where you are.
Hey, we're located at 18164 in Daphne. We're 4 miles south of I-10 off of exit 38.
Sounds good, man. And you were humming yesterday. So keep up the good work, and we will talk to you in 1 week.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Vince Allegre with Allegre Farms in Daphne, Alabama. I don't know if that's Daphne or if it's Malbus or if it's Spanish. They're all smushed together there, Judge Naaman. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted to say, hearing about all these gardens, we have a garden at the youth center right now that is doing fantastic.
Really?
My garden at home is horrible, but my youth center garden is great. It's a garden that normally our kids monitor and manage, and they get school credit for it. And but we have our staff went into a contest this year to see who could do the best, and so we've got a contest going.
What's fruity or delightful right now? What do you got?
Well, I mean, our tomatoes are doing horrible, but we do. Our okra is really good. Our peppers, you know, we've got some squash going on and cucumbers, so it's doing well.
Judge Edmund Naaman has been my friend for many, many years. I remember when you ran for judge back in 2007?
Six.
Okay. And so you've been at this same position all these years.
And we have grown old together, yes.
Well, we have. You can leave yourself out of it. But so the position itself has now changed with something that came down last week, but I guess was in the works for a while, and that's the Mobile County now.
Right. We'll take over. It's a lot of much ado about nothing, really.
Okay.
But it's important to me, and I think it's important for the center right now. I was, and my predecessors, Judge Millsap, Judge Butler, Judge Strickland, we oversaw the running of the detention center. You know, there's no other court really that has a detention area connected to the court. It seemed like a natural thing, and it was done and planned back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But it really was probably an improper thing for a judge having to oversee that. You know, judges don't do that. Sheriffs do that in the adult world over jails, and judges just do not oversee these things. No other detention center in the nation was governed by or overseen by the judge. So it was timed and needed to do that, and we finally got to the point, so we just really have to do that. Now, nothing is going to change, Dan, because we still have the awesome people that are working there. We have a great superintendent, Marquito Robu. Jeff Tynan has been our court administrator, who was really directly over Marquita and watching her. And then ultimately, it came to me to make the final decisions. But it just got to the point where, you know, I'm really busy right now. I didn't need that extra, and we were in good shape. It's running well. It won't change other than someone will sit in my position ultimately overseeing it.
Now, was that something you pursued or the county come to you?
I did pursue that because we had been pursuing that for, you know, almost 19 years,
yeah,
thinking that we needed to do it. I kind of liked the idea that I had control over it, and I could make sure that education was going well. I could make sure that the kids were safe, and I loved it. You know, I really loved doing that. But at the point now is I'm always in court. I'm going to tell you, Dan, I'm always in the courtroom. I mean, I have very little administrative time anymore. That has happened over the last 10 years, really, that we've gotten very, very busy. We are the busiest court in the state of Alabama. And you can take three of the next five busiest courts, add them together, and they still don't have the number of cases that we have to deal with, year to year.
Are you talking about juvenile courts?
Juvenile courts.
Yeah,
and I think our adult system is the same way. But certainly in the juvenile court, we dwarf, you know, Jefferson County, Montgomery County,
really?
Baldwin County. You can take the three. You can take Madison, Baldwin, sometimes Shelby County, add them together. They still won't have the number of criminal and dependency cases that we deal with in a year. It's busy. And ultimately, I just thought like it had to happen.
Yeah. So why? How long has Mobile had more juvenile criminal cases than others? Is this a new trend?
Criminal independency. So let's talk about, you know, criminal is one thing, is children charged with criminal crimes. But the thing that really bothers me and worries me the most is our really vast increase in the amount of dependency cases. That's cases where children are being abused or neglected in some way. And that number has really doubled over the last 10, 15 years.
Really?
We've just seen a steady incline in the number of children that just are not being raised, you know, the way they should be, not being cared for. It has impacted our education system. It's impacted our mental health. It's impacted crime. It's just a horrible thing, you know. And I'll tell you, 92 or 3% of the children that come to the court, you know, across the board, and this number never changes except increases, comes from a home where there is just one parent or no parents, you know, even raised by grandparents or the system. But, I mean, so it's a problem.
It's got to be heartbreaking, too. I mean, you go to work every day knowing what you're going to be facing.
Dan, every day.
And I'm going to get there. Yeah, I don't know what role I'll play, but you've told me. For years, you invited me out there, and
you know why, Dan? There's a reason. And you're such a great guy. Okay, I need good people that are listening today and hearing. Well, a judge has got a lot of cases. We've got a great staff that do great things. But the thing that I cannot give a child is that one strong person in their life that is fighting for them, that is encouraging them, that maybe at times are giving them a little kick, mm-hmm. a little gentle nudge mm-hmm. and push, and sometimes not so gentle, that I'm not going to let you fail. I'm not going to let the streets take you. And that's the problem right now.
Yep.
These children don't have that.
I'm familiar with a lot of what we've just been talking, Judge Edmund Naaman with the juvenile court here this morning. I'm familiar in a way with a lot of what you're talking about because of my association with a couple of organizations. For 10 years or so, I was, maybe even more than that, I was on the board of the Child Advocacy Center, and therefore mm-hmm. the dependency cases that you're talking about,
absolutely.
Where children are abused, mistreated, and that's what the Child Advocacy Center does. In fact, I think we have, at the Child Advocacy Office on Spring Hill Avenue, we've got members of the Mobile Police Department, maybe
absolutely.
The sheriff's, maybe
sheriff's
the DA's office, right?
Therapists, counselors. It is really a state-of-the-art approach to dealing with children that's being abused. My good friend Andy Wynn runs that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He used to work with us at the youth center.
And it's a great thing. And I stepped down from that board to spend more time on the Light of the Village, which I know you're familiar with, John and Dolores Eads. But the ongoing struggle, it seems like it's growing. And people on the text line will often say, well, what are you really doing, Dan? I mean, what's going on? I'm just trying to help where
Dan,
I can.
And you're doing it. You know, it is unfortunate that numbers seem to be growing, but I will tell you, you can offset that by having good people, not just sitting there saying, what a shame this is. Why, you know, I'm scared about, you know, living in this city, and instead saying, I'm going to do what I meant to do for a while. I'm going to come. I'm going to work with the courts. Let me tell you.
What can the average person do?
Dan,
what can
you do? Last week, we have a gun court that deals with kids that we really believe are at risk, and I've got such a great staff that work that gun court. But last week in gun court, five of our children that we thought we would probably lose to the streets, that we thought would probably go to prison because of the behavior that they were showing, graduated from gun court. Five people last week. One is going to college. Two are going to go into the military. Others just have turned their life around. They're going to graduate. We thought we lost them.
Yeah.
Just five last week. Now, we've got 55 in there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 60.
Yeah.
But we're whittling at it. If you put the right people, and if you give them the encouragement and the guidance that they need, you can pull them from the street, but you've got to do it, and you've got to put all hands on deck. This community can't sit back and listen to and just sit there and wring their hands and say, well, how horrible it is. You got to do something about it sometimes.
So
as judge, I've got to open the door for people to come and help.
Okay, so if someone out there saying, I'd like to help, what should they do?
Well, I tell you what, you know, first of all, we got some really good organizations at work. You know, you got Big Brothers, Big Sisters that do a really good job with mentoring. We've got the Nest of Mobile, which, oh my God, is an incredible program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look in if you'd like to do some group mentoring like that. If you'd like to do that, we need that. And both of those organizations help us. Nest works really directly with us.
Yeah.
But we are getting ready to start. And I would like, you know, for your listeners, I wish I'd have brought my phone numbers and everything here, but I'll get it.
Yeah,
and
sure,
I hope
sure.
you'll
well,
share it.
Of course.
But they can call our office. We're getting ready to start boys and girls leadership classes, and we've had them forever. Coach Gottfried helped us start that years ago based on his team focus approach. But we're doing it in our detention center. And I would love to invite some of the public that would want to work with children to come. We've got them in our detention center. It really, the kids are at their most vulnerable. It's at that time that you can really make a change in mm-hmm. their life. Many times when our kids come in our detention center, you know, their education improves, their mental health improves, they're finally probably eating good and regular meals for the first time in their life in a long time. It can change their life, and they're at a point in their life where that can make a difference. And a good person coming in here and talking to them and telling their life can be better, and maybe holding out their hand and saying, you know, if you want to come, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, here's somebody.
Yep.
You know, that can open the door for them. You know, so there are ways, and we're going to come up with more ways to do it. But that in itself is good. Get involved with organizations that are working with children, and always push for better education. We've got to get our schools to really reach some of these really difficult kids, because they're not easy to do it. You know, I'm in communications with Jeremiah Newell, and he is Mobile Education Foundation, started the Excel Academy.
Yes.
And they do wonders with some of our children that we thought we were going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to start. We're still in communications. It's a goal by next year to really begin. But we're going to start a school on our campus that's going to work with our really tremendously at-risk kids.
Okay.
Listen, if you can improve education,
yeah.
you can improve family, then you can improve the condition here. That's one thing that we're focusing on, education and family.
So one of the sad aspects of things that I have seen is when things are done where you're, be it any of the mentoring programs you talk about, John and Dolores at Light of the Village, they can do all that they can.
Yeah.
The streets still have got that gravity to them. And sometimes it's not only just the streets, it's the home itself.
Oh, my goodness.
A child returns to his home and he could be facing anything. He could be facing a mother's boyfriend who's a bad apple. You could be it. You know, when you're in a community where going to jail is normal,
yeah.
where being locked up is normal, yeah. when that's what you see, talk yeah. about that.
Well, you know, John Dolores, they do such wonderful work, and it's really heartbreaking work because they know that there are going to be a number of kids that they're going to lose no matter what they
yep.
do. Okay, but thank God that the vast majority of those kids they deal with it. And they don't shy away from it. They do it and they keep on doing it, and they're doing God's work. We can never end crime in total, but what we can do is make improvements, and they do that every day. It is hard. It's hard for us, you know, in dealing with our kids. We know there are some that we're going to lose. It has
sure.
been heartbreaking for me.
I know, and you wear it. I always think that you have seen children. Now tell me if I'm right here, who come to your court when they're younger, maybe mm-hmm. 13, 14, they're kids. They come to yeah. juvenile court. They've done something wrong, but then you see them continue to slide, and you knew them when they were 13, because I've had this experience at Light of the Village. I knew him when he was 13. Now, every now and then, I'll have it'll be a good thing. A kid will run across the field, 6'4", plays for Vigo, says, "Hey, Mr. Dan." That's the rare good moment. But when you see a kid come back and now he has to be in front of you for a much more serious charge.
Yeah, it is really sad. That yes, and it happens, and it really hurts me deeply. We had that just recently with some gun violence, you know, at the basketball, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody that I really truly believed in, we should not have lost him, but I think we probably lost him, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, Dan, really and truly, I'm not going to go down this road, though, because I'm going to tell you that we are winning many more times than we're losing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to lose the occasional, and it's going to break our heart. But we have got to remain steady because we are winning. When we put the type of things when we address education, because so many of our kids that are off track have nothing to lose because they don't have an education. They have no way to be, you know, if we can improve their home life. Because so many, almost all of them, are doing, you know, have a poor home life.
Yep.
If we can improve those things, then we can change the trajectory of their lives.
Can you hang on for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll get to a break. We'll also check on the text line at 251-343-0106. More with Judge Naaman around the corner.
Looking to repower? Blue Water Yacht Sales has four-stroke Yamaha motors from 15 to 450 horsepower, plus the new 25 horsepower with power trim and tilt. Call today to see what's in stock at Blue Water Yacht Sales on the I-65 Service Road North.
From the WKRG Newsroom, I'm Chad Petrie. Several members of a National Guard unit based out of Foley are prepared to deploy to the Middle East. Approximately 200 soldiers will deploy under the 1st Battalion of the 173rd Infantry Regiment. In Foley, about 85 members of C Company prepared their gear and packed their bags on Saturday. They're heading to Egypt in a month. The mission to support the peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. History coming alive this weekend at Fort Gaines for the annual Battle of Mobile Bay. Dozens of reenactors gathered at the historic site to recreate the battle and talk about the lessons learned after more than a century later. A nonprofit founded by Daphne High School students is holding its first major blood drive in the hopes of diversifying the donor blood pool and bring awareness to health issues in Baldwin County. This Friday, the Bridge to Health Project, along with the American Red Cross, will host a blood drive from 1 to 7 in the afternoon at the Faith Family Fellowship Church at 7100 Spanish Fort Boulevard in Spanish Fort. Chad Petrie, News 5.
If God is in your business or life, you will succeed. Hi, Larry Skoda, owner of L&S Air, a Christian-based company that offers quality equipment like Bryant, whose motto is the same as ours, whatever it takes. At L&S Air, we guarantee fair pricing, where no job should ever cost $28,000. Call L&S Air, 865-5174, and remember, keep Christ in your life. License number 83104.
We understand that dealing with a mental health crisis can be overwhelming for you and your loved ones. That's why Alta Point's Behavioral Health Crisis Center is here for you 24/7, providing easy access to mental health services during times of crisis. You don't have to face this alone. Alta Point is here to help you feel better and live a happier, healthier life. To learn more about our crisis center and the services we offer, call 251-450-2211.
This tip for the outdoorsman is brought to you by SunSouth, your source for quality John Deere equipment with 21 locations, including Tanner Williams Road in Mobile and Highway 59 in Foley. SunSouth, equipment for those that do.
Looking to catch a fierce, aggressive predator? A spotted bass will outfight a largemouth any day. Spotted bass don't quite grow as big as largemouth bass, but they can top 11 pounds. With a greenish-white coloration, a spot looks very similar to a largemouth, but with a slightly smaller mouth and more black splotches along its lateral line. The defining feature, a rough tooth patch on its tongue, distinguishes the species. An Alabama bass looks almost identical to a spotted bass, but grows a bit larger. Spotted bass share most state waters with their largemouth cousins, but they like more current. People often catch spots around deep structure in the main channels of rivers and flowing creeks. Spotted bass or Alabama bass might hit anything that would tempt a largemouth, but they like smaller, more streamlined offerings like jerk baits, spinner baits, and shad pattern crankbaits. Spots also like colder water, so they stay more active during the fall and winter. This is John Felsher with your Outdoors Tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
Are you tired of slow starts and weak performance? You could be suffering from equipment dysfunction, but don't worry. SunSouth has your back with quality John Deere tractors. At SunSouth, you're not just getting a tractor, you're gaining a partner who knows the land, the heat, and what real work takes. Right now, get 0.9% financing for 84 months on select John Deere compact tractors. Come see us at SunSouth. Equipment for those that do. Restrictions apply. Offer ends August 31st, 2025. See SunSouth for details.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow truck, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
From the BelkTire.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident at Moffitt and the West High 65 Service Road. A pig reportedly walking in the roadway at Moffitt and Shelton Beach Road, so be careful there. Also, state troopers at Highway 43 in Melbus Lane. At Belk Tire, their number one goal is to take care of you and your vehicle. Whether it's oil changes, tune-ups, brakes, wheel alignments, or name-brand tires. Locally owned and operated, here to help their neighbors with all their automotive needs. At BelkTire.com. You know, I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Good morning from Dan, minus Dalton today. Leanna in for him, and we'll talk with her before the show is over. So we were running a little bit late there with Judge Edmund Naaman talking about kids and crime in the city of Mobile. So now we've just got maybe a minute and a half left here before we get to the news, Judge, but you're going to hang around and we'll roll you over after 8:30 and continue the talk.
Thank you. I would like that.
Some of the stories that you're sharing with me are just, they're almost like fictional stories.
It is. It's things that you would hope to be fiction that couldn't be true, but they are true. You know, and we've got some really horrible things. We have some great things, and we have horrible issues. And when we uncover them, though, Dan, that's the beauty. I don't want to sit here again and say, oh, this is so bad. It is bad, but it gives us the opportunity to undo those things. Mm-hmm. It's hard work, and it takes a lot of people, but it gives us the opportunity to right a horrible wrong.
We're going to talk more about your day-to-day operation there at the juvenile court, and how you've been relieved of some duties, and I think that's only going to make what you do, you'll probably be able to do it even at a better rate, because you were burdened by a lot of administrative.
That will be off my mind. I will be honest. You know, there are times that I carry a lot of worry about that. And you run in a jail, basically. Yep. It's very difficult, especially with children. So I'm looking forward to that change.
8:30 FM Talk 106.5. Judge Edmund Naaman on the text line. If you'd like to let us know what you're thinking about, 251-343-0106.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Texas Democrat lawmakers have fled the state. It's a move aimed at blocking the Texas House from voting on a Republican congressional redistricting plan. Governor Greg Abbott is giving the fugitive lawmakers till 3 this afternoon to return, or else he says they'll face possible removal from office. He's armed, he's dangerous, and he's still out there somewhere. The manhunt goes on for a suspect wanted in Friday's fatal shooting of four people in a bar in Anaconda, southwest Montana. Strike by several thousand of its machinists is the latest challenge faced by embattled aerospace giant Boeing. The striking workers build fighter jets, and this is Boeing's second strike in less than a year. Tropical storm Dexter is formed way out in the Atlantic off North Carolina, but it is moving away from land. More details, srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-54.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs this afternoon will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again and afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
Is your wife hot? Nothing can make your life more miserable than a hot wife. ProTint can help with a quality tint job. Don't let her drive around all summer all hot and bothered. Do the right thing. Upgrade to a quality tint installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. It's necessary for your peace of mind. Cause if mama ain't happy, no one's happy. Make an appointment with ProTint today. Call 802-1234. And with ProTint's lifetime warranty, you're ensuring she's happy for years to come. Call 802-1234.
Dalton Orwig here with Desi Tobias for another edition of Law 251 with Tobias and Comer Law. Let's talk golf carts in roadways. They can be dangerous, not just for those who are in the golf carts, but also the vehicles nearby.
They are. They're more prevalent now. You see them everywhere. You have to be aware when you're driving in one that you can be ejected. There's no crashworthiness. And for the people on the roadway that encounter them, they only go about 25 miles an hour. So you're necessarily going to need to pass them, and it could be a no-passing zone. You have to take great care when you see one to make sure that the coast is clear. There are things to be aware of, and you're going to see a lot of this summer.
If someone has been involved in an accident with a golf cart, or they feel they may have a case involving something like this, they can get a lot more information online at TobiasComerLaw.com, but also they can call a number for a free consultation.
Correct. They can call us at 251-432-5001. Always glad to talk to them.
All right. Thank you so much, Desi. That's Desi Tobias with Tobias and Comer Law and Law 251.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Who is Spiro Chirigatis?
He's a husband to Lucy.
He's a man of faith.
He's a small business owner, former prosecutor, and judge.
But most of all, he's our dad!
Yep, and a proud one too. I'm Spiro Chirigatis. I'll challenge the status quo and bring a fresh perspective to City Hall. Let's look forward to what's next for Mobile, because the best is yet to come.
Paid for by Spiro for Mayor. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
From the Florida Men's Health Clinic.com Traffic Center, you've got heavier traffic on the Bayway, westbound I-10 towards the George Halls Tunnel, backing up near the causeway. Delays also off of Airport, Dolphin, and Old Shell and 65. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, you're looking good with light traffic and accident-free conditions. Florida Men's Clinic's friendly staff is on standby, ready to tackle your ED, your low T, and enhance your life. Give them a call at 754-200-2024 or go to floridamensclinic.com. And I'm King with FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Good morning from Dan. Midas Dalton with Leanna and Louis Arada from McConnell Automotive. Lewis, on this Monday, what you got going on over there? It's kind of hazy and cloudy here, but, you know, you're going to sell them in the pouring rain. It doesn't matter.
That's right. Pouring rain, snowstorm, whatever. We need to sell cars. But yes, we've got a great selection out here, man. GM certified, got that extra 12-12 on the factory warranty and bump them up to 100,000 miles on the powertrain. We've got over 25 trucks. That's two- and four-wheel drive trucks. We got some EVs. We got some Canyons, Coloradas, Tacomas, just whatever. Anything you want. McConnellAutomotive.com. You can check it out on the website. New car side. We got all the new rebates coming out. We'll know those today. And we should tell everybody about them on Wednesday. And or look on the website. We should have that up this afternoon. So, I know we had 0% and up to $10,000 last month. Should be the same this month, but you never can tell.
Well, so, yeah, the website's a good place to go because you keep it updated. But also, I know this for a fact, that you can nearly get the car that somebody's looking for if it's on your lot or not.
That's right. We're buying cars every day. We've got a buying center now. We put that in play last month, and anything you're looking for, just, you don't see it on our website, give us a call, 251-476-4141, and we'll hook you right up.
All right, Louie, thanks for taking some time this morning, and be good. We'll talk on Wednesday.
Hey, thank y'all.
McConnell Automotive, Dolphin and I-65, and of course, McConnellAutomotive.com. He's not a cousin of yours, but he's a friend of yours, Louie Ratta.
The Ratta family's always been close to the name.
I was telling
Judge Damon. I need to ask him for a discount on a car, though.
You know, are your friends or what, you know? But years ago, the now infamous story of Louis, I think debit cards were a new thing. I forget what it was, but I was at what is now Rouse's in Spring Hill. I don't know what it was then. Maybe it was a Del Champs, something. And I realized that I didn't have my wallet, I didn't have my money. I mean, I had a buggy full of stuff. And I said, man, I don't have that debit card. So, and he just handed me $100. Like, I said, look, you just going to give me $100? Yeah, you'll be by. You'll come by and give it back to me.
Dan, I need more friends like you.
I need more friends like Louie. All right, so speaking with Judge Edmund Naaman, we're on the text line. Hayward's talking about the lack of mental health, I guess, outlets. You were talking about the mental health of these kids.
Yeah, you know, when you live in poverty, which so many of our kids, and you don't have a stable home, and you know, you're going to be exposed to drugs and violence in much higher numbers than most. It's hard, and many of our children right now are struggling, and mental health is the top of the need list right now. Thank goodness we have a good mental health center in Alta Point, but there are so many needs sometimes that even just one place cannot take care of.
You know, and I've read about kids being hardwired to something, you know, because their brain is just, they're young and they're just developing, and things can happen to you and traumatize you, or a belief system can be hardwired in that makes actually no sense at all, or no sense to reality. But in their reality, it does make sense, because in a reality of a kid who is from nothing, an uncle going to jail, that's not breaking news. Someone being shot and injured, that's not really shaking their world. I remember there was a double homicide outside of Light of the Village. This might have been 6 years ago, and it was after school, and the kids, John Eads tells this story. I wasn't there. I know right where it happened. And the kids who were school age kids, I mean 6 to 10, right, and they're witnessing all this, but then they turn around to John and they say, is the Light of the Village open today? And he said, yeah. And they just walked right on over, almost dismissed it. Like, okay, that part of my day is over, seeing the two bodies. Now I get to go play.
Isn't that hard that is the reality of what they deal with every day, that is almost commonplace? But believe me, it is not without its, you know, without its scars that it leaves on them, whether they realize it, you know, in time or not. You know, when I was a little kid, I saw my uncle with a hole in his head. He had been robbed and shot, and I was 12 years old, and to this day, I still am haunted by that when I, and I think about it frequently, because I think it is really what kind of drove me to want to do what I do now.
I saw you speak one time, and you pointed to that moment, where you are.
I'm in my 60s now.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, changed by that in a lot of ways. So, yes, we have so many of our kids, they just see horrible things, and they're exposed to such horrors. You know, I'm constantly running into children that are, in 7, 8, 10 years old that have a really high degree of sexual knowledge, and you know that they're being mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, those kind of things. What's the consequences of that? You know, we're constantly having to deal with abuse and neglect. That's why I say I worry more about children that are in dependency situations really than in criminal, because really a dependency case is just a criminal case waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And if we don't as a community come together and say we're going to do and fight for what's best for our children.
Give me a couple of good stories. Tell me about some of the successes where you told me recently about the kids who turned it around.
It's constant. Look, probably our recidivism rates may be, somewhere in the 20-30%. I mean, that when you're talking about kids, like with gun court, most of our kids, if you just give them the guidance they need, this is the way gun court works. They've committed a crime of violence, and they're coming back from being confined somewhere.
And they're how old?
They're anywhere between the ages of, a lot of times it'll be like 12 and 18.
Okay.
But if they've committed a crime and we're monitoring them in gun court, or either they've had a gun but they didn't use it, but we're worried about them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they come and they're seen 2-3 times a week by their PO. He goes to their school. He makes sure they're going to school, makes sure they're not hanging around people they shouldn't be hanging, making sure they're abiding by their curfew and they're drug free. And they come see me once a week in the beginning, and they'll do that for 3 or 4 or 5 months or more. Right. And I'll make sure. And it's not me sitting there trying to with a thumb on them and fussing at them, but it's more encouraging. Hey, I'm proud of you. Look, man, for the first time, you're drug free. It's been a month. It's been 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, your grades are improving and you're not missing school and you're not hanging around people that you should. We have a good, some good POs that are really into the intelligence. They're with the police. So if the kid is hanging around somebody he shouldn't be, they are really,
we can
deal with.
Yeah.
So when you do that and you give them that constant supervision in a way, but you do it in an uplifting way. And you start saying, they get this momentum and it builds and it builds. And by the time, they're finished gun court and they all finish, the vast majority, they're on their way. They're going to graduate from high school. If we can get them to graduate from high school, Dan, if we can improve the conditions of their family while we're doing that, because we don't just work with the child, we work with the whole family. That's what's different than the adult system. The adult system really kind of focuses on crime, the crime itself. But we focus on the child and on the family, because we have to. And tremendous things happen. That's why I get beat down. I hate to see horrible. I hate to lose kids that I really knew had great promise. Either somebody killed them or they killed somebody, and now they're going to go away forever. But you know what? More times than not, so many good things happen, so many good people involved in making it happen, that I can't help but be uplifted. I know that times are dire right now. These are not great times. We have got to improve. But that should be a call to our community. That should be a call to the Dan Brennans of the world that have been saying they're going to come by.
Yeah.
And it's time to come by.
Yeah.
And let's sit down and see what we can do.
Well, and we'll talk about this one when we're off the air, but for me, it'd be a matter of knowing when the best time is, because my day starts very early, but it also allows me, I've got an open, kind of an open book from about 11 o'clock a.m. on. Now, it's not too open because I've got to do my news and, I've got to research and read up. But at the same time, there's windows in there where I could come by.
We're going to start a men's and women's leadership class. And we already do that in the outside world. Love to have you come through that, and love to have people in the community that want to come. I'd love to talk to people that have businesses that might want to take a chance on a really good kid that maybe needs a job.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, Kamal Constantine and Alec Naaman, I can call on my cousins and good friends and say, hey, this is a good kid. Give them a chance.
Yeah.
And man, they have helped us save so many children.
I bet they have.
And that's what I'm asking for. That's what this community could do for the courts.
So when you're looking at, I won't say the statistics, because you're looking at the cases. You're looking at the faces of the kids themselves. You see kids come to your court and you see that they've committed some sort of a crime, maybe at the age of 13, 14, right. 15. Again, it haunts me to think. Then they, because I've had this with me, they come back and now they're taller and they're bigger, and but they're still a kid,
yeah.
And now they've really done something that's very serious.
Oh, yeah.
How often does that happen?
Well, you know, it does happen, and it happens, you know, it happens more than we would like. You know, I do say the vast majority won't do that, but mm-hmm. there is still enough. I mean, it's what drives and is what fuels the jails right now in Metro Jail. It happens too many times. There are some that you will never change. They're going to have to grow out of it. You know, I know a guy that, you know, Champ Napier, perfect example. When he was 14 and younger, you know, he didn't listen to anybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he ended up getting put in prison for murder, like, you know, in a drug deal gone bad. He is now probably one of the most upstanding citizens I know. He works for the public defender's office and intervenes in children and young people and trying to get them back on the right track, because he was like, you know, he did his time in prison in that situation, and he came back. Finally, he grew out of it. Now, you know, some kids are just not ready to grow out of it till something happens in their life and changes them. But the vast majority didn't, or wouldn't get up and go to work. The vast majority, if they have the right people involved and we address their school and we address their family life and we give them that one, at least one person that will not let them fail, it changes. It's transformative. And that's why I really, in my plea to our community is, come help us.
Yep.
In any way you can.
I know
the schools. Help your organizations that are dealing with families. Come help me. I got a garden out there. I'd love to have your people come on out and work hand in hand in a garden with some of our kids. Mm-hmm. Right? Come do get them involved. Give them consider giving them a job, or consider mentoring. Get involved in mentoring programs. Get involved with these kids. We probably have, you know, 1,000 kids right now that we're dealing with. We got about 600-700 on probation right now.
How many are incarcerated then?
We have about maybe 60 right now. Okay. Maybe almost 70.
What does a child have to do to be incarcerated?
Have a gun. Because if you've got a gun and you're caught with it, as opposed to the adult system, a lot of times people say, well, the juvenile system's so easy on kids. You know, if you've got a gun in the juvenile system, you're staying there. And we're going to watch and make sure, first of all, your home's okay. We're going to make sure that your mental health is okay and that you don't represent a threat of violence. Because if we do let you out, if we don't send you to like another residential program for a while, we're going to monitor you in our gun court right now. I said we have 55 kids in there right now. 5 graduated last week. So we're going to watch you very, very closely. The kids that are doing that, we also have children that have really bad drug problems. Unfortunately, we have more kids than I would like that have mental health problems that we don't right now have a spot for them, you know. So there's a lot of issues. We're dealing with drugs, mental health, and violence.
DHR, you deal with DHR?
DHR, they're so overrun right now. And I will say they're sort of in a state of disarray because they don't have a director right now. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult. I told you, last week we had 13 kids sleeping on the floor in their headquarters.
That's amazing.
And having to have social workers be with them. I'll tell you what, the hardest job in Mobile right now, bar none, is being a DHR social worker and having to go into those homes where people think you're trying to steal their kids or you're trying to, you're making judgments about them, and it can be combative. It is.
Sure.
I admire them and love those people for what they do.
And, of course, the tragic situation up in Birmingham that nobody saw coming, but a child who ends up in the car and of a DHR offshoot worker of a group that was aiding the DHR. Is that
right?
The way to put it? Yeah. And the child dies, and
it's just so hard, Dan. Yeah. I mean, it is the condition of our children right now, and when you've got just so many, it is very, very difficult. And DHR has a hard time keeping workers because it's that difficult.
I'll tell you what, let's make this a deal. I'll come see you at an appointed time. And the place, I guess, out there and at that point, you can begin to blow me down with some information on how an average citizen looking around can say, maybe there's something I can do. Because you really can't blame the public for feeling a little helpless with all this,
all they hear is the horrible, and, of course they're going to hear that.
Yeah.
That's the news.
Yeah, that's the news.
But I'm going to tell you, what keeps all of us going is that there's so much more positive. But we have got to deal with that horrible. We have got to do it. And, you know, so many kids, it'll shock you. Some of these kids that are charged with the worst crimes are the nicest kids. They just do not have the supervision they need. They're impulsive children. There are guns everywhere. If you and I had a gun every time we were mad as a teenager, I don't think we were raised differently. We had supervision and we had, you know, certain morals and character built, you know, pushed into us.
Yeah, but that's the hardwiring.
There are times,
right,
though, when you're impulsive as a child. It's just, if there were no guns, the way there are guns right now on the streets, the way they are, I don't think we would have that problem so much. And it's important that when we have a child like that that is shown a proclivity to have a gun, you've got to really strongly intervene.
I know you got to go, and I know that we're going to have to roll on here, but my word is that I'll come see you when you want me to.
I'm going to take you up on that.
And then, it's not a problem. And then
I want you to go back and tell.
Then I want that to come back and tell everybody what the assignment is. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Judge Edmund Naaman with the Juvenile Court. On Mobile Mornings at 8:51.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs this afternoon will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again and afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
1819 News.
A letter has been sent to President Trump asking him to take steps to stop the use of the abortion drug through mail order distribution to women in states where abortion is prohibited. Three Alabama faith leaders have signed onto that letter. Dr. Rick Lance, who is the executive director of the Alabama Baptist State Board of Mission, Greg Davis, the president of the Alabama Citizens Action Program, and Dr. Craig Carlisle, president of the Alabama Baptist State Convention. Davis, with ALCAP, says that the use of the abortion pill is now responsible for over 60% of abortions throughout the nation. The faith leaders also refer to the Comstock Act, which protects states' rights to enforce their own abortion laws. Over 40 Christian leaders from across the nation have signed on to this letter to Trump and the director of the Food and Drug Administration. They are urging stronger protections from the dangers that the abortion pill presents to women who are getting them. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The family of Jabari Peoples will be able to view the body camera footage sometime this week of a police shooting that occurred in July, killing Jabari at a soccer complex in Homewood. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency officially wrapped up their mandatory investigation into this case this past Friday. The Jefferson County District Attorney, Danny Carr, says he will review the body camera video today and arrange for the Peoples family to view it in the next few days. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hello, this is your Congressman Barry Moore. Do you need help with the VA, the IRS, Social Security Administration, or another federal agency? My staff and I would love to help you. We can also help with federal grant applications, assist students seeking Service Academy nominations, and provide internships for college students. Please visit my website at barrymore.house.gov or call my office at 334-478-6330.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Fentanyl is one of the most dangerous drugs in our community today. It is inexpensive, easy to purchase, and available on just about all social media platforms. Anyone with a smartphone, including your children, can make a purchase. If you sell or provide fentanyl to someone resulting in their death in Mobile County, you will be charged with manslaughter and face the possibility of up to 20 years in prison.
I'm Sheriff Paul Burks. Let's work together in making our community safe.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Florida Men's Health Clinic.com traffic center, you've got heavier traffic on the Bayway westbound I-10 towards the George Wallace Tunnel, backing up near the causeway. Delays also off of Airport, Dolphin, and Old Shell and 65. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're looking good with light traffic and accident-free conditions. Florida Men's Clinic's friendly staff is on standby, ready to tackle your ED, your low T, and enhance your life. Give them a call at 754-200-2024 or go to FloridaMen'sClinic.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton with Leanna in for Dalton this morning. Hello, Leanna.
Good morning.
Thanks for making a little room for the judge so he could say his piece, and he'd like to come back on a more regular basis, and I certainly have invited him back because youth crime is on the minds of just about anybody and everybody in and around Mobile and most of the nation for sure. It's 8:56. Heading toward April Marie, and she's in for Jeff Poor again today. I'm going to try to figure out this trigonometry of getting a setup where we can hear her voice.
We'll get her.
Wish us both luck with that when the news comes on at 9 o'clock. We'll be struggling, I will, with that, and hopefully we'll have April Marie on. Meanwhile, it's mating season.
Yes, it is. They're creepy and crawly, and it's their mating season. With high levels of humidity and heat drawing the cave-dwelling tarantulas outside of their dociles, states like Arizona, California, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington are the most friendly crawler-friendly destinations.
So does that mean that there are more tarantulas in those states?
Right.
Are they naturally, where do they live naturally? Like Arizona or?
Yeah, they love hot, humid spots, places where they can hide.
Huh. Have you ever seen a tarantula in Mobile?
Yes. I have three in my house.
You have three tarantulas?
Yes.
I knew you had spiders.
They're tarantulas. I have three tarantulas. Lydia, Elvira, and Pinky.
Do you have to hide your eyes this time of year because it's mating season?
No, they're separate.
Okay.
I don't need babies.
Okay.
I have enough little spider babies. But, you know, you don't have to worry. if you find yourself face-to-face with one of the fluffy arachnids, the best thing to do is not panic. Usually when you run into them, they're more scared of you.
Well, you hear
you
that.
You hear that. But
you hear that about alligators and bears and other things that end up chewing my ankle off. So,
right. Well, the good thing is under duress, tarantulas bite, but it's generally about the same as a sting from a bee.
Okay.
So,
How did I forget that you own three tarantulas?
I don't know.
Says a lot about my memory. I knew you had spiders, and you've advised me on the spiders I have.
Yes, you had garage spiders.
I had garage spiders, but none of them are tarantulas. And thank you for filling in today.
You're welcome.
8:59.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.